This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Thanks. Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center, our fabulous producer. Winternet's changed a little bit. Keystone Central Cool School District is closed, and Shamokin Area School District on a 3-hour delay today. On the news line with us now, Marcia Hubler's on the line. She's a local prolific author on her latest book, Tommy Pockets, but she is an individual who has literally written dozens of books. Highly successful. Hundreds of thousands of copies of her books are out and about, and Snyder County's featured in some of them. One of them's on Audible, at least one of them's on Audible, the book tape service that you can get from Amazon. Of course, the Kindle books are there, and she's busy, busy, busy. Good morning, Marcia. Thanks for calling in this morning.
Good morning, Mark.
I do appreciate that. Before we get into Tommy Pockets, which is your latest book and an upcoming book signing, tell us about the art of writing. Do you begin with the end in mind and say, okay, this story's going to go this way, or how do you evolve and put a book down on paper or on the computer?
Well, writing is quite an art, and many folks really do not understand how involved it is. There are two different ways that you can approach a book. We call those who plan out well, those who outline, the very tedious ones, they're the planners. Then there are writers who we call the seat of the pantsers, and they just start writing and hope for the best and have no idea where they're writing. I've always been the kind that has written down what we call a detailed outline, which is not a Roman numerals 1, A, B, C. It's just a little paragraph about each chapter. But this latest book, I did a seat of the pantsers with that and really enjoyed it. So the main idea is you've got this plot, and from there you develop your characters, you develop the scene, the time that the book takes place, and of course we're discussing fiction here. And once you develop your characters, the scene, the time that the plot takes place, from there you start writing and you take off. And your book, for a children's fiction, it could be anywhere from 30,000 words up to 50 or 60,000. But for adult fiction, it can go up into the 120,000 word level. And it's quite an interesting craft. And many people don't understand really what's involved, but it's a very time-consuming, but a very enjoyable craft to work.
Well, how do you flesh this out? I mean, in your books, you get into so much detail. I mean, people with wrinkles in the corner of their eyes and dimples and little stubbles of beard, or the firmness of the ground that they're walking on, or whether the grass is alive or brown. And mm-hmm. How do you flesh that out? Do you sort of place yourself there and look around and describe everything you see?
Well, if you ever attend writers' conferences, you're going to hear in your classes over and over, write what you know. Study people, study your surroundings, listen to what people are saying, look at what people look like, how they dress, and take notes. Now, of course, if you write fantasy or space odysseys, you don't write what you know. But generally, when you write fiction, the fiction comes from real life experiences, and that's what my books are all with the fiction involve: times in my life, people in my life, experiences, and they're woven into the fiction. And that makes it a lot easier. But the best advice for anybody who wants to write is study people, study your surroundings.
And how is the state of reading in our country? We have, of course, bazillions of words now available on the internet, and of course you have dozens of books out for people to read. How's reading doing?
Well, unfortunately, the technology has kind of put us in an awkward position as far as writers and bookstores, and we authors are very saddened by the fact that there are so many bookstores closing, especially your little mom-and-pop bookstores, the little independent ones. They just can't make it anymore. We're going to lose one here in the Middleburg area, because she said folks come in with their cell phones, they look at what's on her shelf, they look on the internet, find that it's cheaper, and then order it online. And that's sad. As far as reading, it depends on the child. Many children have a passion to read. I work with homeschoolers, and they really read very well. It's up to that individual, but reading is so important to be a writer. We've told many, many folks who want to write that you read the genre that you want to write. If you're going to write children's fiction, then don't spend your time reading adult Amish fiction. That's not going to help you develop your craft. So reading is an essential part, and so is getting out that sixth grade English book, because editing is such an important part of writing a good book. So it's such an important part.
Will you teach at the Montrose Christian Writers Conference each year? Well, you pull it all together, and you have a chance to teach there. You also have the best-selling Keystone Sables series, which is very, very popular among teens. You have a blog going. You have a lot of things. And you have a new book out, Tommy Pockets. Tell me about this particular book.
Well, this one is based mostly on what I know. It's about a 13-year-old girl who wants to be a champion pool player in the 1950s, and she lives in Ashland, where I grew up. My father was an expert pool player, and he could have gone pro, so I know the game very well. I shoot myself. And Tommy Pockets cannot go to pool rooms, because back in the 50s, girls were not allowed. Women were not allowed in pool rooms. So she dresses like a boy, and she and her dad, who also shoots pool, go to the pool room, and they beat everybody. But Tommy is a very lonely, very sad individual, because she's growing up in a home with divorce. She lives with her grandmother and her dad. She's also rejected by her peers and bullied in school. Now, these are very pertinent issues that we face today in our society. So I felt a burden to write this book to help children to realize that there's hope and there's help out there, because eventually Tommy gets into a lot of trouble. She runs with a gang and she's arrested, but instead of being sent away to reform school, which is where they would have gone in the 50s, she's sent to the Salvation Army, and she meets a counselor, Arlene Masters, and she has met her match. And there she gets the counseling and the love from this woman that Tommy craves. And through the counseling and the friendship with this woman, Tommy's life has changed when she comes to know the Lord Jesus as her Savior. And it's a very powerful book. I am just amazed at who likes it. There's a scene in the book where she's given a pet alligator for her birthday, and that's actually based on an actual account of a friend who received a pet alligator for her birthday.
I mean, a real one?
A real pet alligator. So here was a story that I heard from a friend over a lunchtime, and I built that into this book, and kids love it. That's the scene that they love the most. What's Tommy going to do with the pet alligator? So children love it for that reason. Adults are enjoying this book, even though it's advertised as a juvenile fiction book. They love it because of the 50s nostalgia, going back into the 50s and the price of stoves and how things were back there. You could get a hamburger and a Coke for 35 cents. So adults love it for that, as well as the gospel message that's presented that's so needed today in today's society. So I'm very pleased with this, and I have made a bargain with myself. I've promised myself to share this book and buy copies to give to needy children through the Salvation Army, child evangelism, and organizations like that that can hand this book out to children who possibly need some hope. And through this book, they can realize that there is hope out there. People who love him will help them, and God's there for them as well.
You're going to be this Thursday at the Bible Depot, which is on Front Street in Sunbury, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. You'll have the book, Tommy Pockets. You'll have some other books there, I hope. And
yep.
You'll be signing books and talking to individuals there. Any other outreach or information to pass along as to where we can find Marcia Hubler?
Well, of course, all the books are on Amazon. They're in Barnes & Noble online. any bookstores handle them. If you can find a bookstore, we do have two besides the Bible Depot out in Richfield. We have the Guardian Angel Bookstore, and I'll make personal appearances in different places throughout the year. And people can always contact me on my Facebook page, on my website, and my two blogs. And I always have the books in hand here. If they want autographed copies, I'd be glad to give them to them to pass on to folks, or they can buy them from me and I can ship them to their home. I'd be glad to do that for anybody who's interested in them.
Well, Marcia, please come and visit us. I'd like to know more about the craft of writing and the state of reading, more about your particular books. Maybe we can read an excerpt when you come and visit us in person. And I just think we should keep this conversation going. Martha Hubler of Snyder County. More information at MarthaHubler.com. Thank you so much for calling in this morning. Very good to talk to you.
Thank you so much.
I do appreciate that. Martha Hubler.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Thank you. Same to you. MarthaHubler.com if you want to find out more information. Of course, the Bible Depot's on Front Street in Summary. She'll be there Thursday morning from 10 o'clock until 1 in the afternoon.